Now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of June 21st. This week, in 1963, the Beatles opened for Bruce Chanel in concert near Liverpool, and Bruce's harmonica player, Delbert McClinton, gave John Lennon some tips that would help serve John much, much well later on when they recorded Love Me Do. That was in 1962, by mistake. The final Bread concert happened this week in 1973, took place in Salt Lake City. In 1966, the Rolling Stones sued 14 New York City hotels for banning them. Mark David Chapman pleaded guilty to the murder of John Lennon and was sentenced to 20 years to life in prison this week in 1981. The first U.S. concert by the Jeff Beck Group that included Rod Stewart as lead vocalist happened this week in New York City in 1968. In 1961, Elvis's movie Wild in the Country opened nationally. Smokey Robinson appeared in concert with the Miracles for the last time in 1972 in Washington, D.C. This week in 1963, Del Shannon charted From Me to You, the very first Lennon and McCartney song to make the Billboard Hot 100, happened in 1963. Paul Anka, when he was just 20 years old, became the youngest performer ever at the time to perform at the Copacabana nightclub in New York City in 1960. In 2007, Tony Bennett married his girlfriend Susan after 18 years of dating. The Hayley Mills movie, The Parent Trap, with her hit single Let's Get It Together included in the movie, opened this week in 1961. The final Beatles World Tour started this week in 1966 in Munich, Germany. Also in 66, the Richard Carpenter Trio with Sister Karen on drums won a Battle of the Bands at the Hollywood Bowl in 1966. John Lennon's book, A Spaniard in the Works, was published this week in 1965. In 67, the Beatles premiered the song All You Need Is Love on a television TV program that was seen by 400 million people worldwide. Elvis's last concert happened this week in 1977. It was in Indianapolis, Indiana. John Lennon and Paul McCartney wrote She Loves You in a hotel room in Newcastle, England, while on tour there this week in 1963. In 1964, the Rolling Stones released It's All Over Now. John Lennon received his green card from the U.S. Department of Naturalization this week in 1976. Tom Jones got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1989. New York's Fillmore East Concert Hall closed in 1971. The group Smile changed their name to Queen and performed for the first time under that name this week in 1970. The Earls were inducted into the Bronx Wall of Fame in 2008. Alice Cooper fell off a stage here in Vancouver and broke six ribs this week in 1987. In 2008, the Wrecking Crew of Los Angeles studio musicians was inducted into the Hollywood Rock Walk. In the studio, Bobby V recorded Take Good Care of My Baby in 1961. The Young Rascals recorded How Can I Be Sure in 67. Also in 67, Aretha Franklin recorded Chain of Fools. B.W. Stevenson recorded My Maria in 73. Eddie Cochran recorded Something Else in 59. Elvis cut If I Can Dream in 1968. The Supremes recorded Love Is Like a Niching in My Heart in 66. Daryl Hall and John Oates recorded for the first time together as Whole Oates in 1970. Sly and the Family Stone recorded Hot Fun in the Summertime this week in 1969. The Hollies recorded He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother with Elton John playing piano this week in 1969. Elvis cut his latest flame, Marie's the Name, as Little Sister as well this week in 1961. In 61 as well, Roy Orbison in the studio, he recorded Candyman. Birthdays, Ray Davies from the Kinks is 76, O.C. Smith born in 1936, Yumir Diodato is 77, Brenda Holloway 74, Nick Noble born this week in 1926, Peter Asher from Peter and Gordon is 76, Todd Rundgren 72, Howard Kalin from the Turtles and Flo and Eddie is 73, Jimmy Castor born this week in 1940, Kris Kristofferson is 84. Dottie Todd, born 1913. Stu Sutcliffe, one-time member of the Beatles, actually, born this week in 1940. June Carter Cash, born this week in 1929. Jeff Beck from the Yardbirds is 76. Arthur Brown, 78. Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac is turning 77. Colin Blundstone from the Zombies is 75. Carly Simon is also 75 this week. Eddie Floyd turns 83. Billy Davis Jr. from the Fifth Dimension, 82. Georgie Fame is 77. Colonel Tom Parker, the infamous manager of Elvis Presley, born in Holland this week in 1910. And Bruce Johnson from the Beach Boys is also having a birthday, and he's turning 78. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of June 21st. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com and then click blog. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.